The Supreme Court has paused until Wednesday a lower court ruling that sharply limits access to mifepristone, the drug used in most medicated abortions and to treat miscarriages. The case, out of Texas, is one of two that center on the Food and Drug Administration's approval of mifepristone 23 years ago. And joining us now to take a closer look at that approval is NPR Pharmaceuticals correspondent Sydney Lubkin. Hi, Sydney.
Hi, Miles.
So I'm hoping you can take us back to 2000, the year the FDA actually approved mifepristone. How big of a deal was this?
So for the United States, it was a huge deal. It was the first time women seeking abortion didn't need a surgical procedure. But outside the U.S., it really wasn't that groundbreaking. Mifepristone had been approved in some countries for a dozen years at that point. France, China, the United Kingdom, Sweden, these were all places that had the abortion pill starting in the late 80s, early 90s. So there was also a lot of data to show it was safe and effective.
But a key criticism from the conservative plaintiffs in this case who want this drug off the market is that the FDA was somehow hasty in their approval of this drug. Is that right?
So it actually took 4 years and was a bit slower than expected. Dr. Joshua Sharfstein is a former deputy commissioner for the FDA and is now a vice dean at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. He says the idea that the FDA improperly approved mifepristone just isn't credible.
This had the full support of advisory committees. It had the full support of major professional associations.
He says it's retained that support after millions of women have received the treatment. And if there's a problem with mifepristone's approval, then there's a problem with a lot of other medicines because this approval was not unusual.
So then where does all this confusion about the approval process come from?
It comes from the fact that the approval deals with a section of FDA regulation called Subpart H that actually has different parts. The part the agency used in the approval allowed it to add safety restrictions, such as requiring that physicians providing the pill be able to diagnose ectopic pregnancies. But another provision, the one they didn't use, allowed for something called accelerated approval, which is where a drug gets approved using preliminary data and the drug maker has to do follow-up studies to confirm it really works after the fact. Again, they didn't use that one, but some of the critics have maintained incorrectly that the agency did.
Okay, so then what data was used for this FDA approval?
So keeping in mind that this drug had been approved in various countries for years, there was a ton of data already out there. One study included more than 16,000 patients, but the approval itself was based on two pivotal French studies and one U.S. study with similar safety and efficacy findings. Since the approval relied in part on the French data and the French health system is different from the U.S. health system, regulators and the FDA's advisors wanted to add those safety restrictions we talked about. They were really concerned about patients not coming back for their follow-up appointments, for example. But the FDA figured over time, as more study data came in, some of those restrictions would come off, and they did.
So I'm hoping you can answer kind of a larger question. Considering that this FDA approval is more than 20 years old, why is this even up for debate right now?
So there's a statute of limitations that comes into play, and it's 6 years. So that means that, in theory, the drug's original approval 23 years ago shouldn't be subject to second-guessing. However, the appeals court also left open the question of whether the loosening of mifepristone's restrictions over time essentially constitute a new kind of approval and therefore give plaintiffs standing to keep going with the court challenge. That said, mifepristone's approval has been questioned many times. The Senate Health Committee asked for a GAO report looking into the approval, for example. And every time the FDA's decision has been validated and supported. Meanwhile, millions of women have taken mifepristone without problems.
That's NPR Pharmaceuticals correspondent Sydney Lubkin. Thank you so much, Sydney.
You bet.